We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this is the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kansas Strong, get the facts at kansasstrong.com. And by the Kansas Soybean Association, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. This is the Jeff Mitty Show. Here's Brian Smoller.
And good evening from Power Cat Sports Grill here on the west side of Manhattan. Brian Smoller along with the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty. Zach LeCure back in our studios. Josh Reed helping us here with the Facebook broadcast as we bring it to you live for the next hour, talking K-State women's basketball from the warmth inside Power Cat Sports Grill on a cool night in January. Wildcats coming off a big win against Texas Tech on the road in Lubbock, 76-72. Seventh straight win for the Wildcats down in Lubbock, Texas. Their ninth straight overall win in the series against the Lady Raiders. And also a Big 12 winning streak now on the road for the Wildcats of six straight, dating back to last season. Wildcats picking up yet another road win. Nothing better than road wins, especially when you're on that flight home coming back to Manhattan. Brian Smoller along with Jeff Mitty. If you want to give us a shout-out, you can give us a shout-out on Facebook, of course. We'll get your question in. Also on Twitter, you can give us a call toll-free, 1-866-KSST-CAT, 1-866-577-8228. How about a round of applause and welcome in the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty, who joins us here after the Wildcats picked up a big win down in Lubbock, Texas. Congratulations on the win, Coach. Well earned by this Wildcat bunch. It seemed to play with the two words you used afterwards, energy and effort. They certainly seemed to bring that in that ballgame.
I thought our group played better, played hard, executed well, all the things that you hope we're getting better at. I thought from a coaching standpoint, one of the things I felt like late in the game was that we were executing things well, and I haven't always felt like that. I haven't felt like that when it left from me to them that I was actually watching what I said, So it felt in Lubbock, and I told the team that, you're not always successful, but if we can continue to do those things, it gives you a better chance, and obviously that was a big step forward for our group on the road.
A lot of things to talk about from this ball game, and we talked about some of it afterwards, but I think we should start first with the turnover number, because that kind of got glossed over in our postgame visit, but you only had eight turnovers in the entirety of the game, and only two of them in the first half alone. I mean, talk about going on the road and trying to win a game, that's a pretty good way to start.
It is, and I think the one thing about the way Tech plays, because they play that matchup zone, it was kind of like feeling out how they were covering us, but the one thing we didn't do was force it, and we didn't force the issue into things. We just kind of let the game come to us, and I thought we were playing with a pretty good pace. We were really executing what we wanted, which was we did not want to get in a running game with them. They really have some explosive speed at the guard spot. But then you look up, and we had 11 transition points to their zero at halftime. So it wasn't that we didn't want to run. We just didn't want it to be helter-skelter running, and I thought we had a good balance of that.
You certainly did. Angela Harris seemed to really set the tempo there in that regard. It was, like you said, you didn't want to run the tempo up and get out of control and play to their strength, which is scoring up over 80 points. Wanted to kind of keep it a half-court game, but there were times when we were able to get things set up ahead of their defense because of the speed and handling of Angela Harris. Her game continues to grow. Again, in her second Big 12 game, 17 points, 4 boards, 3 steals, which tied a career best, but 6 assists and just 1 turnover.
Yeah, I thought she played very well. The other thing I would say that that we did a much better job in this game is we ended the quarters positively. And you look at those are just things that they don't go unnoticed from a coach because you're always trying to end the half well. You're always trying to. But because of the quarter system that we're on, it's really can you end 4 quarters well? And I thought in every case we did some good things.
There was even one that didn't count. And I think it was the end of the first quarter. Emily Ebert had the ball. She passed it up instead
Chrissy
of taking a half court shot. And Chrissy made a 3.
She did.
But her very next shot in the second quarter was a 3-pointer that went in.
Yep.
It was almost something you've mentioned before. Sometimes you need to see the ball go in the hoop, and it can make all the difference.
It does. And once again, doing those things right gives you, I think, yeah, it just gives you a better feel. You just feel better going into the huddle. You just feel better going into the quarter. And even if it doesn't go in, or even if things don't, knowing that you can execute, knowing that you can do those things is just a much more positive feeling. And, you know, Tech made some good runs on us. Angela goes on a 6-0 run. Goodrich gets the steal, drops it off. Angela goes on a 6-0 run, but Tech's not done. They come right back at us. I make a great call, go to a defense, and then they run a kid through to the corner to shoot a 3, and I'm like, that is the absolute worst spot for the defense we just are in. And, of course, she drills it. She's 0-for-6, and great coaching.
Yeah, right.
Great coaching. You know, when you win, you can laugh about it a little bit. But sometimes it happens like that. Probably the good thing for us is that they were all 5 in the same defense. And once again, if you're all 5 doing the same thing, even if it's the wrong call or the other team makes a good play, you got a much better chance to be successful.
Well, that's not to go unnoticed, everybody on the same page defensively, because you said before the game a couple of different times, both on the show and then in our pregame visit, that you were going to play more people. You were going to trust your bench a little bit more. The rotation was early with players coming off the bench, and there were a lot more meaningful minutes for those bench players, and they stepped up. It seemed like everybody contributed in some way.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I would agree with that. And while there were stretches where maybe the bench didn't have as good a 3 or 4 minutes, I still think that they were doing things better than they were a month ago. And then I think the one reason that I just haven't felt like Yoki and Peyton and Harris have maybe had enough legs in the fourth. And they're going to have to finish out games. The bottom line is those 3 are going to have to finish out games. And we've got a decent rotation with Chrissy and JB and Simone and Savvy. But they're going to have to finish out games, and hopefully we can keep them fresh enough to. It's not like Yoki and Peyton didn't play a lot. They still played 35 minutes. But we were able to get Peyton an extended rest. And then down the stretch, she played extremely well.
Really did. Both end up over 20 points in the bowl game and near a double-double, one or two rebounds shy of a double-double. Peyton with 3 steals in the game as well for K-State, or 4 assists, I should say, in the game. Ioka had 3 steals in the game for K-State to tie career best in the contest. Well, before we take a break here, I want to ask you about defense, because we mentioned the bench already, and you mentioned defense and passing. Defensively, Texas Tech came in averaging such a high number. They had a lot of 3-point shooters on this team.
Yep.
And they go 8 of 33 in the game, but in some respects, you almost take that. I mean, that's less than 25%. And some of the 3-pointers were from Kristen Carr, some 4 or 5 feet behind the arc. I mean, at some point, you can only play defense to they just keep backing up and hitting threes. You tip your cap in some respects.
You know, I thought Peyton Williams flew into the shot line as well as any in her career, and she was leaving her feet 12, 15 feet out and just in the shot line. And you're right, Carr had to keep backing up to get that shot and give the kid credit for knocking them down in stretches, but also give us credit for pushing them further, further, and further back. I think it was a good defensive performance. I don't think it was a great one. We don't want to give up 72. That's a high number. But I thought it was a good enough defensive performance. It was a consistent performance, and I think we can build off of it.
Was there anything specifically you tried to do with Lexi Gordon to keep her scoreless in the first half? A tremendous talented young lady that coming off a game of 15 and 15, she didn't quite approach those numbers in this game. 13 points, only 4 rebounds.
Well, the one thing I would say that for the first time all year, we were able to switch defenses much quicker. The one time that I made the call to give up, that end up giving up a three, we had actually, I told the team later, we went man to man in what we call silver, and Tech didn't know what we were doing, and they end up calling a timeout. And it seems insignificant, with the exception of they were out of timeouts the last 45 seconds of this game. And then we switched defenses, and then they hit the three. But it was still a valuable possession by our team because they did force a timeout. Now, we have not been able to do that. We have not been able to, like we've done in the past, be able to switch something midstream and have everybody get on the same page quickly. So I think the time away at the Performance Ranch was good for us. I think getting out of here and getting sequestered and no distractions, and I think was good for us.
It certainly has paid off. The Wildcats win 76-72. K-State with a big road win. Suddenly you feel like the Wildcats are starting to put some stuff together. You look over the body of work of the last couple of weeks and some of the opponents and close games, and now finally maybe you win one. We'll see what happens. Last year it was a close game in Lawrence that seemed to turn K-State's fortunes, and from that point forward we know what happened in the month of February. We'll see what happens with K-State this week, Oklahoma State on Wednesday, and then Texas on Sunday. We'll talk more about those games, much more about the game against Texas Tech. We've got some questions already loaded up from the folks here on site. Jump in on Facebook if you want to give us a shout out, even if it's an attaboy to the team or to the girls, and atta girls, I guess, to the squad after their win at Texas Tech, or on Twitter. We'll take your question as well. Much more of the coach when we return to the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You know what's convenient? If you're a soybean grower, what's convenient is Zidua Pro Herbicide. That's because you get fast and complete burn down together with up to 2 weeks longer residual than other herbicides, and 3 sites of action for broad spectrum weed control, plus built-in resistance management. All in one convenient jug. And that turns out to be very inconvenient for pigweed, water hemp, and marestail. Contact your local BASF rep today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People's State Bank location close to home. The People's State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People's State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Making ends meet is always a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than ever. For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly new energy sources hits hard. The fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today. Here in Kansas, they're vital to lifting up Kansas families, businesses, and communities with affordable, reliable energy. Visit KansasStrong.com and get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Back again on the Jeff Binney Show. Here from Powercat Sports Grill in the Little Apple. Of course, Paracat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan is the official watch party headquarters for the Kansas State Wildcats. Tonight it'll be the official watch party headquarters for the national championship. College football sees its season finally come to a close. You know, I don't want to hear, this could get me in trouble, I don't want to hear about all these complaints about people that say the playoff would make the season too long. I mean, we're sitting here, it feels like it's almost time for the Super Bowl and the NFL, and we're still playing college football. So I think there could be a path to kind of figure it all out if we needed to.
Yeah, I hate to admit it. I forgot that they were still playing in basketball. That sounds bad, but I really forgot that the championship was tonight. I remembered about 4:30 today.
When I walked in here at 4:45, I remembered when I saw it on the screen.
I don't know what the answer is, but you can figure it out because we played bowls since December 15th. Right. So I mean, you know,
well these guys haven't played. They've played what, one game since the end of November? These guys, LSU and Clemson. They're going to go out there and try to play.
I have my own opinion on some of these things. I'm just going to leave it. I'm not going to.
What about your prediction on tonight? LSU against Clemson.
Well, I don't know because I forgot they were playing.
Okay.
But if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago or a week ago, I would have LSU, to me, is playing at such a high level. And it would appear that if they can overcome the early jitters of this game, Clemson has obviously been there, done that, right? And of course, the things that – I mean, look at the Chiefs yesterday. Kelce drops a pass. They drop three passes. Hill fumbles. I mean, there's – players get amped up, and even the best in the world get amped up and make mistakes and have to gather themselves. And so if they can overcome the early jitters, I think LSU's the best team. But Clemson has a championship culture that has been established a long time. So both really, really good teams.
Should be a lot of fun. That's coming up later tonight. For those who are coming into Paracat Sports Grill, you can watch that coming up at 8 o'clock tonight and hear it on some of these same stations that are carrying our show here tonight. Wildcats beat Texas Tech their last time out on the floor. That was on Saturday afternoon, 76-72 down in Lubbock, Texas. We talked about some of the aspects of this ball game. Yoki Lee ends up with 20 points. Peyton Williams, 21. There was, you mentioned the late game where Texas Tech was out of timeouts. There was a point in the game where you guys are up 4, under 10 seconds to go. Chrisland Carr is going to inbound the basketball. Texas Tech has to go the length of the floor. The ball was going to be inbounded, I should say, to Chrisland Carr. She was going to have to go the length of the court in order to get something up. And it could have been 4 or 3 points. I can't remember. It was a very close to a one-possession game. You guys fouled as she got to midcourt. The question I've already been asked since we've been in here. So explain the idea. This is an age-old basketball question. When do you foul? When do you not foul when you're up 3 or 4 points late in the game?
You know, we've been toying with the analytics of some things. Even like, for example, let's say up 6 with a minute against a prolific three-point shooting team. Are you better off fouling? And in the women's game, because you can advance, I can tell you that advancing the ball changes it because you don't have to take it out down there and being able to advance it. So it was an opportunity for us to work on it. That is a interesting discussion that we're constantly having, but you're starting to see some of the analytics people talk about fouling with the lead and not allowing them to get a 3 to get it to 1. Now, I think it's a fun discussion to have, and we spent a lot of time at the Performance Ranch working on. We feel like we're going to be in a ton of close games, and in embracing that. And we spent a ton of time in the last 10 days working on some things. And certainly, Tech, with as prolific of a shooting team as they are, my thought was. And I tell you the other thing in the women's game that changes it, because we get 2 free throws automatically and we don't have to hit the front end of a one-on-one, you really only need to get 1 of those free throws to keep yourself into where you can foul them. So thought process in that case is if they go down, hit 2 free throws, we advance, come up here, we advance. There's, let's say, 8 seconds left. All we got to do is hit 1 or 2 to get it back in a situation where we can do it again if we want to. We can advance again. So, yeah.
It requires timeouts, which you guys had. to advance the ball.
Well, it also requires the fact that, well, yeah, they could not advance it, so that changed. There were some dynamics that made that an interesting everything was in our favor. The arrow was in our favor.
That's
so
right.
People say, well, what's the arrow? Well, the arrow allows you to tell your players, if you get in a bad spot, don't worry about it. Cover up. If they tie you up, we've still got the ball back. So there were a lot of things that we were able to work on late.
And it looked like, too, that it wasn't really known if Carr was going to pull up for a three. I mean, she was going with such a head of steam at midcourt. It could have been, you know, you're down 4 or 8 seconds. Just get to the rim as fast as you can.
She looked like it was going to be a quick two.
Yep, quick two. And
looked
you guys
like
took that out of her
hand. Quick two.
She had not been a very good free throw shooter this season. All right, so circling back on this for a little bit, the analytics part.
Yep.
You've been around the game a very long time. Some coaches are locked into philosophies and systems of the way they've done it always in the past. Others are always looking to reinvent, looking for that edge, whatever they can.
Yep.
The analytics side, as you're seeing it rise, not just in basketball, but almost in every sport being talked about. It's been recently mentioned in football in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns as they try to hire a new coach that was analytics. There was a kind of an old school versus new school battle in that front office.
Right.
You as a coach, have you had a hard time embracing the analytics? Is there still a part of you that is hesitant on it, or are you fully on board with, all right, yeah, okay, I'm willing to try it if it works?
I like the discussion. A part of me probably just likes it because I think it's kind of fun to kind of take a look at and figure out. The hard thing that I have with the analytics in our game in particular is, are you comparing apples to apples in terms of schedule? Do you have enough data? I'm more to the analytic side of an individual player. Like, let's say Vivian Gray for Oklahoma State. I'm more to the analytic side of what she likes to do offensively. I'll give you an example. Brittany Brewer on the right block is 46.8% of the offense, okay? So 46.8% of the offense is on the right block for her. She goes right shoulder 67% of the time from that block. So how do you build your defense from that? Okay, well, we did some things that I think helped.
Sure.
Helped. But I, you know, it's only as good as I can convey to our team and get them to do it, you know. I got in a conversation with a coach one time, and I won't say who it was, but I left the conversation going, you think you're smarter than everybody else, and you probably are, but that ain't going to help you with your players.
Right.
And I kind of left the conversation like that. It's only as good as what we can convey to our players and get them to play well in. So I think you have to be careful about how much information that we give them. With our players in late game situations, I tell them it's our job to know all the stuff. It's your job to do three things. It's your job to know what offense we're in. It's your job to know what what our emphasis is in whatever action we're running. And then third, it's your job to know defensively what we're doing there. End of story.
Yep.
And so I think our group's growing in that. But we do take we do have an analytics package that we get for every single game. And that is part of our coach's scout. And the players only get what we – because the analytics,
right.
The deal that I have on my phone right now is probably about 20 pages.
Right. So you funnel it down, narrow it down, so it's not taking a sip off a fire hydrant, basically.
Exactly.
The last thing I'll ask about analytics before we go to break, do you guys do that on yourselves? The only question, the reason I ask that is, Yoki Lee in this game, notably, Randy Peterson, when it happened, we both looked at each other like, wow, you could tell that Tech was selling out for her to go to her left towards the baseline. And there was a move where
she whipped
the other way,
yep.
And went with her left hand on a hook, in a hook in the lane, and it looked like it completely threw Tech. They had no idea that she could be able to pull that off. So is that an analytic that you said, hey, I see that, okay, you're 55% whatever going this way. You need to go the other way once or twice?
No, not in that instance. That was Yoki saying, I'm going to whip Brewer's. I thought there was a stretch that Yoki just was dominant. It was so much fun to watch her because there was a couple moves that we were like, wow, we haven't seen that.
Yeah.
And she looked super confident. But the one move that you're talking about, I mean, she took that right shoulder and she pinned her right there. And she really made some excellent moves. But I also thought, as we've talked about, we got her the ball timely. and in good space, and she delivered. But where analytics would take a part, for example, you know, when Bree Lewis, when we first got Bree, she was a left shoulder, right hand jump hook. By the time her career ended, she would have maybe even favored the left hand right shoulder jump hook. So it's one of the things in the skill development that we're saying, hey, you know, you're going here so much, we've got to work on a counter to that because people are going to adjust.
Whatever that was for Lee, as you said, she played well in this ball game and really made another statement towards Big 12 Freshman of the Year, even though she wasn't the Big 12 Freshman of the Week. We'll take a break here, come back, talk about that. More with the coach when we return on the Jeff Biddy Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired.
But I still got some rock left in me.
So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Back again on the Jeff Biddy Radio Show here at PowerCat Sports Grill. K-State women's basketball being brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. Visit them at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Brian Smolder with the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Biddy. Big shout out to those of you watching us on Facebook. Glad you could join us today on the show. And how about Carlos Barrero, who had watched us before, and the Cats before as well, from Thailand. Carlos posted today, hey, Coach and Brian, congrats on the win. Got back from Thailand, but didn't get to see the game. So he landed stateside on the East Coast. It appears the girls bought into playing 60 minutes. Hope that continues the rest of the year. Happy for the team. And happy for you, Carlos, for watching us all the way from Thailand here in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I hope 40 minutes, Carlos.
Yeah, 60 minutes would be bad.
60 minutes would be bad. I've only had two of those games in my career, so those are long. Those are long, but we played closer to 40 minutes than we have in a while.
Yes, you did. Ioka Lee had 20 points in the ball game, played, as you said, almost 35 minutes, 9 boards for Yoki, 3 steals. She did not win Big 12 Freshman of the Week this week. That went to Alexis Tucker, who from Texas Tech, talented player out of Georgia, top 100 kid, ended up in the game against K-State with 16 points, 4 boards. She had 12 points in a win against TCU earlier in the week, and that was the first road win at TCU for Texas Tech in 7 years. So a little bit of a historic victory for the week that gave Tucker a little bit of a leg up, at least in the eyes of the voters. One of the questions we had here from the audience was who selects the player of the week and freshman of the week each week. And it's a media panel. It's actually a collection of media members that cover the Big 12. Sometimes it can be radio people. Usually on the women's basketball, men's basketball side, it's not us. We're deemed even lower on the totem pole. So but the actual writers that cover the league, they get to vote, and then they put all their votes in, and they take out the highest vote getter for each week. So that's the answer to the question there. And Yoki did not win it this week, but I would suspect that she would be one of the heavy favorites to win it many more times coming up. But Alexis Tucker, certainly talented. We talked about Texas Tech going in. That was a team, Jonna Johnson, Goodson, Gordon, Brewer, Carr. That's a pretty talented five for Texas Tech.
Well, and Brewer played with USA Basketball. We talked about that. That's a very, very, very talented offensive team. And defensively, they've got some things that they don't have as many rim protectors. They don't have the size necessarily, but that's why they try to do some different things and match you. And but their focus is really on can they outscore you. And they've put up over 100 a couple times this year already.
You know, it kind of felt like you wore them down by the end of the game. I don't know, fatigue-wise, it just felt like they got a little gas. They only played seven, and of that seven, one of those players only played 2 minutes. That was Andrea Adams. So, I mean, really, it was six players for Texas Tech in the entire of the game. And 40-28 was the advantage of the paint. You mentioned Brewer was kind of the only size inside. A lot of times, Tucker and Gordon were stuck having to guard Williams or Lee.
Yeah,
you guys really seem to wear them down, and your strategy, as you said before, with the bench and managing the minutes of Peyton and Lee seemed to pay off in that regard.
Well, we wanted to go at Brewer. That was one of the things we talked about in practice, that we felt like we had two centers, and we felt like that we wanted to go at her. And not just at her in that you're going to score, but at her in that we wanted to post her up a bunch. We wanted to screen her a bunch. We wanted to just basically occupy her as much as we could. And we did hope that it would take some of her legs at the offensive end, and whether it did or not, I don't know. She's a heck of a player. She's a heck of a player. She hit a three against us, which she hadn't been doing much of this year. She hit the trail three. So fortunate for us. I mean, we come out with a four-point victory, and there were a lot of things that we did fairly well. But it was a game that could have gone either way, obviously.
Yep, and still some things to work on for this coming week. Kids are still out of school as you get ready now into a full week of Big 12 play, where you play a game on a Wednesday and then a game again on the weekend coming up. We mentioned this to the crowd here earlier, but it should be noted the game Sunday against Texas was a 2 o'clock start time, and we've announced that today that that's been moved up to 12 o'clock just to help the fans out with a busy sports day that day. So 12 o'clock for the noon tip-off now on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
Yeah, and hopefully we got a big week. Boy, a lot of games in Bramlage this week, four games in Bramlage this week, so I hope our fans show up and hope we have a good week with it.
We've had a lot of great support so far this year. Of course, it's always fun when you see local kids playing. One of those local kids is Emily Ebert. It's running the point for you right now. Emily, in this game, had a three-point play, a big three-point play. I know you at times have toyed with Chrissy Carr at the point. We saw Wiggins there earlier this year. Savvy has some point guard past in her. But it seems like in this game, Texas Tech, you've kind of settled now on Ebert being the principal backup to Angela Harris. Is that the plan moving forward? And how would you see the evolution of Ebert so far in that role?
Yeah, I think she's getting better. She's got to get that, continue to improve her ball handling, continue to improve her aggressiveness. She's got to, you know, it's hard to compare players, but if you obviously you have a roadmap for like a Goth that you saw. We see a lot of similarities there. Goth came in, dribbled too high, played too high. We had to get her playing lower center of gravity. We had to really work with her ball handling. Ebert's actually stronger at she can handle contact better than Goth could in the same part of her career. She's got a similar athletic ability. I think she's getting better every day in practice, and sometimes baptism by fire a little bit. And but yes, we have settled in. She will be the backup here, and she's just got to continue to get better in practice.
We'll take another break. More with the coach. We'll talk Big 12, the rest of the league, what happened yesterday and through the rest of the conference over the weekend, and the look ahead to a big showdown coming up this week in the Big 12 atop the standings. All that when we return on the Jeff Biddy Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People's State Bank location close to home. The People's State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People's State Bank, Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
No one has to explain stress to a farmer. That's like explaining a missed forecast to a weatherman. Now, Mother Nature stresses soybeans the way markets, bankers, and politics can stress you. But there's a proven way to reduce stress. With Preaxor fungicide, you'll see the difference. It decreases stress from disease, drought, hail, and heat, so your beans can focus on what matters most, better yields. Talk to your local rep about Preaxor fungicide and BASF Plant Health. Always read and follow label directions.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Back of the Jeff Biddy Show here from PowerCat Sports Grill. The Big 12 Conference this weekend, this past weekend, saw most of the home teams win other than K-State. K-State was the only road winner over the weekend. Oklahoma held serve against Iowa State at home. Big week for Oklahoma. They take down rival Oklahoma State in a come-from-behind thriller, 77-75 in Stillwater. Then they hold off Iowa State on Saturday. Two teams playing without leading scorers in that game were talented scorers. Madison Wise has not been playing for Iowa State. Double-figure point scorer on the outside. And Oklahoma's Anna Yanusha did not play in that game on Saturday and has missed the last couple. Baylor whipped Oklahoma State, and West Virginia outlasted Texas. Big week for the Mountaineers. They sit atop the Big 12 at 3-0 to the Mountaineers. And West Virginia will take on Baylor this week in Waco, Texas, where the Bears will have a big winning streak on the line. Baylor goes to KU on Wednesday, having won 43 consecutive regular season victories and regular season games. They will tie the Big 12 record if they could win in Lawrence at 44. They could set a new record if they win at home against West Virginia. They've also won 48 straight at home heading into that matchup with the Mountaineers on Saturday on Fox Sports 1, that game at 7 o'clock. So early big-time showdown between Baylor and West Virginia. And the rest of the Big 12 standings, of course, have those two at the top. TCU's won two games. Oklahoma's won a couple of games. K-State right in the middle at 1-1. And a bevy of teams, Tech, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Texas, all 1-2. And eight of the teams in the conference have an RPI of 84. We'll see how it plays out. But kind of what we talked about last week, it seems like West Virginia has a good start. Kudos to them. They've won the games they're supposed to. But Baylor seems to be another echelon, and everybody else, you can make an argument for just about anybody at second place right now.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting race. Baylor, obviously. West Virginia, they got a good win with Texas yesterday. That was a Texas led by about four with two to go. So I got to watch that. There was a ton of games on yesterday. I got to see bits and pieces of KU and TCU. Saw bits and pieces of that one. Saw the West Virginia-Texas game. Oklahoma State obviously playing yesterday with Baylor, saw that one, and then got to catch a little bit of the Chiefs game. So I spent a lot of the day yelling at the TV and watching films. Like a lot of Chiefs fans, yeah, I think everybody was.
That's right.
Yeah.
We all were in the same boat.
Yeah.
From yesterday. Baylor's Nelissa Smith is the Big 12 Player of the Week this week after her performance. A big day against Oklahoma State, 30 points in that win. Baylor obviously rolling. We'll see how they fare coming up this week. They've won six straight. West Virginia's won nine straight. Both are 13-1 and ranked in the top 25 this week. Other games, full slate of games on Wednesday. TCU at Iowa State. See about the Cyclones. Iowa State's kind of limping here lately. They've gone just they've four losses here in the last five games for the Cyclones, falling to 9-5 in the year. Madison Wiseby, now it's been a big hurt for them, but Ashley Jones for them continues to lead the nation in scoring. We'll see if they can find an answer to compliment her coming up this week. Since you brought it up, we'll talk Chiefs football when we come back on the Jeff Mitty Show. Stay tuned. That's when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Jeff Mitty Show here at Paracat Sports Grill. Oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Brian Smolder, Jeff Mitty, back with you here at Paracat Sports Grill. The Wildcats winning on the road in Lubbock, Texas. Got to see a little bit more of scenic Western Texas.
Yeah.
Then first bargain for going to the game, myself and Randy Peterson had to drive from Dallas to Lubbock. You and I were talking before the game. You've had to make that drive when you were down in Fort Worth, recruiting out in West Texas quite a bit.
Sure.
And know very well the landscape.
Well, yeah, because it really, being on the west side of Fort Worth, it made no sense to drive an hour through traffic to take a plane to whether it be Midland, Odessa, or wherever out there that you're going. So, yeah, many times.
It was an adventure, and we were talking before about it. You're driving through a whole lot of towns you've never even heard of. Like, at least I had never heard of going through there. I mean, you've heard of Abilene or Midland, or as you said, Odessa, or even Ranger. I mean, Ranger's been in the news the last couple of years with Billy Gillespie, but it's a unique way of life out there, and it was hard to imagine that there would be any Division I players. Yet, Brittany Brewer is from Abilene, Texas. I know you guys have been out recruiting there in the past. You've had plenty of talent when you were at TCU and beyond that's come out of West Texas.
And we recruited Brewer. We did not think the odds of her leaving, you know, West Texas were good because just in knowing the family a little bit and knowing her background, felt like she would be a Texas Tech kid, and she ended up being. It came down to them in Texas. But there's always been some good players coming out of there. One of the best players I had play for me went out of Texas, but Hobbs, New Mexico is right on the border there, so it's very similar. And Adrian Ross was from Hobbs, New Mexico, played for me, and a terrific player. Played on a West Texas AAU program. Talent hasn't been as good. I think a lot of the players, opportunity-wise, a lot of those families have moved to the Metroplex for AAU and all that, but certainly
there's still some out there. There's still some talented kids
out
there.
Yeah, and of course everybody's seen the Friday Night Lights and all the, you know, that it is because you're out there far enough that it takes a while to get out there.
And plus, everyone's invested, the whole town. Everybody's in. I mean, if you're from Western Kansas, or and we were talking, Mick and I were talking before the show here at the show at Powercat Sports Grill about how the scenery really doesn't change at all from Eastern New Mexico, Western Texas, the panhandle of Oklahoma, Western Kansas, Western Nebraska. It's pretty much the same all the way up. I mean, if you're from that area, you could be in any one of those four or five states and pretty much see the same thing. It is a unique way of life. It's hard life. I mean, you come out of there, you're going to be pretty tough. It's a lot of wind. And
there is. There's been a lot of good players come out of there, though, and certainly Texas Tech, I think, as a university, they've done a really great job with their fan base and in the Big 12. They're passionate just like K-Staters are. They're passionate about their team just like K-Staters are passionate about K-State.
Certainly. And really the reason we appreciate Texas Tech up here in these parts is because of Patrick Mahomes. He graduated from Texas Tech. And he's now quarterbacking the Chiefs. You are a Chiefs fan. I am a Chiefs fan. We have commiserated at times through text messaging and reveled in wins. Where was your mind at through 24-0 in the beginning of that game?
Get it to 24-14 before half, knowing that we got the ball coming out, you know, after halftime. Hey, get it to 24-14. If they could do that, I thought, they'll have an opportunity to win the game.
Were you confident that it could get to 24-14?
Well,
how about this? When did you know that the game was turning? What play? Was there one play in particular that said, all right, Chiefs will be all right from this point
forward? Well, I don't know about being all right, but Sorensen making the tackle on the fake punt was huge. And I was glad that I had the TV on then because I was flipping back and forth between women's college basketball games and I had film going and I had everything else going. And so, but I did catch that play. And it was just a huge play because he's out there on an island by himself and he's got to read that correctly. And then you might read it correctly and miss the tackle, right? But he didn't. And at that point, I thought, you know, they're going to get it to 24-14.
Right.
And it's a short field and, you know. Been a heck of a game to be at. I can't even imagine the emotions in the stands. I can't even imagine knowing how fans are and knowing how emotionally invested everybody is, and not just emotionally. The ticket prices were you're sitting here going, really? I paid X amount for this, and then all of a sudden it just turns. And you know, the only game I could compare it to when we came back when we took the job. We were lucky enough to be at the wild card game. So we were at the wild card game where the Royals were losing 7-2, and you're sitting there going 7-2, Leicester, what are the odds here? And then all of a sudden that game just turned, and the entire stadium just turned. And so anyways, that'd be the only game I could compare it to.
No, that's a good comparison, and a lot of people trying to draw parallels between the Royals World Series run and this year and the Chiefs. We'll see if it happens and plays out. I know Kansas City guy, I'm sure you're tied into that. Hopefully we'll see the Chiefs play it out the right way. And hope now we get to all see the Chiefs game coming up on Saturday after K-State plays at noon against the Texas Longhorns on Big 12 Now and ESPN Plus, and right here on the K-State Sports Network on Saturday. Another break. We'll talk about the matchup first, though, with Oklahoma State. Cowgirls coming to town, a team that's kind of, and in some respects, a lot like the Wildcats in some of the things that they try to do. So we'll talk about that when we come back at the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Building and maintaining Kansas infrastructure takes a lot of tax dollars, and the oil and gas industry is helping carry that tax burden, paying $1.5 billion each year in state and local taxes. Add to that more than $2 million that Kansas Strong directly invests to support science and math learning in Kansas schools. It doesn't take a math whiz to see that it all adds up to a brighter future for Kansas. Visit KansasStrong.com and get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People's State Bank location close to home. The People's State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People's State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Think about a quarter inch of rain. That's all it takes to activate Armazon Pro herbicide in your corn and protect against weeds. Now think about a full inch of rain, the amount most other herbicides require for activation. How long will you have to wait to get that? The weeds hope you'll choose another herbicide. Your corn hopes you choose Armazon Pro herbicide. Pick a winner. Talk to your BASF rep about Armazon Pro herbicide today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Back on the Jeff Binney Show here at Powercat Sports Grill on Anderson Avenue, your number one hometown sports grill, where the game is always on and the food is always great. People filing in, get ready for the national championship coming up tonight. Clemson and LSU, college football puts a bow on its season. NFL playoffs continue this weekend. As Coach mentioned, plenty of games this weekend. Hope to see you up at Bramlage as the Wildcats have plenty of games, four games coming up. Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday for the men and the women. It starts tomorrow night with the men hosting Texas Tech as they try to get back on track against a very good Red Raider squad, the two co-defending Big 12 champs going at it. And then K-State will host Oklahoma State on the women's side coming up on Wednesday night. Always fun to see Jim Littell's group in this regard. It's always a competitive game. I don't know if it's as fun for you guys because it's usually a very similar type of game. Defense, rebounds, physical type of contest. You look at Oklahoma State, they're not a team that shoots the three very well. Trying to get inside with two great stars, Vivian Gray kind of on the wing, and then you got Natasha Mack inside.
Yeah.
Interesting matchup coming up for you.
It is an interesting matchup. You know, they were able to get Mack was the number one rated junior college player in the country. She's a terrific talent, really scores at variety of ways in the block. She can face you. She can attack you off the bounce. Shoots it. Got great touch. And then she's quick off the floor, which is, you mentioned the 20 rebounds. I mean, she's just so quick off the floor. Vivian Gray's a player that last year came into the league right away, all conference.
Newcomer of the year.
Newcomer of the year, and I think they're really good defensively. I think this is a team that really is guarding well, and they're hard to score against. They're hard to get easy looks against. So it's a good team. Jim and I have been friends for a long, long time. I wouldn't say it's fun to go up against them. You know it's going to be a hard-fought, tough game, and we've had a lot of those games over the years.
Yep, Kansas native in Jim Littell. Spent a lot of time in the JUCO ranks in Southwest Kansas. Bill Annan, top assistant, a K-State grad, so some Kansas ties as they come back into Manhattan to take on the Wildcats. And then Texas on Sunday. Again, Bears repeating a game that will tip at noon, not 2 o'clock, as we previously thought in the game on Sunday against the Texas Longhorns. So a couple of the orange teams coming in this week with Oklahoma
yeah.
State and Texas. And tip off 6:30 on Wednesday night for the Wildcats and the Cowgirls. Vivian Gray, you mentioned before, came from Fort Lewis and has her twin sister on the team, but a young lady that shouldn't be dismissed at all. It kind of was a surprise when she went to Fort Lewis, a smaller school in Colorado, because of a family issue, if I remember right, right?
Well,
grandparents,
not an issue. Grandparents have a ranch out that way. I've known the Grays. They're northern Texas, Argyle area. So we recruited Vivian, and she was one of the top 50 kids in the country, rated top 50. She could have gone probably 30 or 40 places. Every school in Texas offered her.
Yeah, it was like a whole long list of Power Fives. I mean, it wasn't like
no.
It was very – people who knew them weren't surprised, I guess, by Fort Lewis. But if you're just a casual fan, you see a top 50 kid, and they're picking Fort Lewis, which is like a Division III?
Two.
Division II school in Colorado. It's going to take you by surprise.
Well, I remember having the conversations with the people that got in the final group, and I think it was Texas, Oklahoma State, and Oklahoma. And I was asking some of the assistants, hey, what do you think Vivian's going to do? And they, every single one of them said, I think she's going to Fort Lewis.
You're like, what?
You're like, really? They're like, yeah, we really think that that's going to be the biggest draw. And ultimately, they went out there, and I think Vivian, or I don't know why she decided to make a choice differently, but they decided to, both her and her sister decided to do something different, and good for the league, bad for the rest of us because she's a heck of a player.
She is.
She's tough, and she's made improvements in her game. She's stretched to the three much more comfortably than she did a year ago. Her mid-range game has always been great. Quick release, quick off the floor, tough kid, all the above. Now she's stretching that out to the three. So, yeah, she's a heck of a talent.
Second in the league in scoring, averaging 20 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, 4 assists a game is her average going into play today. So, and now shooting 33% from behind the three-point line, everything you said. Final break. We'll wrap up the show when we come back on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet 1 in 5 people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People's State Bank location close to home. The People's State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People's State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you think about oil and gas, you might think it's all about the big corporations. Here in Kansas, oil and gas businesses are often a family affair that spans generations and partners with Kansas farm and ranch families. They all work together as good stewards of the land. No wonder there hasn't been one drop of groundwater pollution from hydraulic fracturing in Kansas during the past 40 years. Visit KansasStrong.com and get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
You know what's convenient? If you're a soybean grower, what's convenient is Zidua Pro Herbicide. That's because you get fast and complete burn down together with up to 2 weeks longer residual than other herbicides and 3 sites of action for broad-spectrum weed control, plus built-in resistance management. All in one convenient jug. And that turns out to be very inconvenient for pigweed, water hemp, and maristail. Contact your local BASF rep today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Powercat Sports Grill for the Jeff Biddy Show. Coming up at the top of the hour is the national championship between LSU and Clemson on some of these same stations. Speaking of football, need to take a moment here to pass along congratulations to our good friend Wyatt Thompson, who today was named Kansas Sportscaster of the Year by the National Sports Media Association for the third straight year. He ties a record that has been last set by Mitch Holthus, was the last to do that, to win it 3 straight times. And Wyatt also becomes one of the only five-time winners of the award in the history of the state. So congratulations to Wyatt. Well-deserved. A gentleman that has been a big impact on my life, no doubt, at K-State. I know you know him
Wyatt,
very well.
Yeah,
as well.
Wyatt's awesome. I always enjoy he does such a great job for Kansas State Athletics. And always great to talk to, always great to catch up with him, and, does a great job.
Such a great ambassador for the Wildcats. And really, from a personal standpoint, from in this business, there are very few people that are authentic and real like Wyatt. He's just so down to earth, he'd give you the shirt off his back. There are very few people like that. He's one of the true good guys in the business. And a lot of kudos today for him, for the rest of the Big 12 guys that all jumped on Twitter and social media congratulating him for that. So a big thank you to him. We, in the same vein of saying thank you, we say we're condolences to our good friend Eugene Wilson, who's here tonight at the show, big Seahawks fan. It was a tough day yesterday for Eugene.
Eugene is staring at you right now.
Sorry, bud. I hope Jadeveon's he's 49ers fan. He switched allegiances. Coach, good luck on Wednesday against Oklahoma State. Let's keep this thing rolling.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Binney, joining us here for the Jeff Binney Show. Thanks to Zach LeCure for our studios, Josh Reed here on site for the Facebook broadcast, and all of you listening and watching on Facebook as well as on site at Powercat Sports Grill. We'll see you Wednesday night for the Wildcats and the Cowgirls at Bramlage.
Live from the Powercat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this has been the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kansas Strong, get the facts at kansasstrong.com. And by the Kansas Soybean Association, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.